President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama got their hands dirty during the MLK holiday.
Spinach is outstanding.
The Obamas gave back by planting vegetables at a Washington, D.C. elementary school. The president and the First Lady also packed bags of school supplies for students in need, many of them from military families. In 1994, Congress designated the holiday as a national day of service. So on Monday, many Americans were out helping their communities.
We'll have about 500 volunteers mobilized today for the MLK Day of Service.
In Texas, people helped clean the streets of Austin.
We have about 300 people that are doing a litter cleanup along MLK Boulevard. So it's many miles, and they're splitting up into groups of 50 to make sure that all of the stretch gets cleaned up.
Organizers say this honors Dr. King's legacy of service.
450 people from all over the city, all communities in the city, all walks of life, all ethnicities, all races, all genders, all everything combined together to make the community a little bit better.
Students and parents in New York City honor the civil rights leader on their day off by marching along Central Park.
The mission of this school was based on the principles of Martin Luther King for racial and economic equality. And those are the principles I wanted my daughter to grow up with.
In Miami, Florida, hundreds also gather for a parade. In addition, the city is giving back to kids in need by packing 600 bags with free school supplies.
We want to see unity in the community, and we want to make sure that the next generation is aware of all of the sacrifices.
Many here say this is not a day off, but a day on to help each other. Alberto Pimienta for VOA News, Washington.